lays it up and in. Well, it started well for Gibbon, and then Jamie Kissinger took over.
Today, it's live coverage of the girls' state tournaments in Lincoln featuring the Minden Lady Whippets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
A long three is on the way, and no good by Van Meter. The rebound will be brought down by Bauer. Bauer trying to go coast to coast, does, lays it up and in. 7 points for Halle Bauer.
Minden is making their seventh trip to state and the third in the last 4 years with a 20-2 record. The Whippets are hoping this year they'll make their first state final. It's Minden Whippets state tournament action coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome here to the Pershing Center as it's Bishop Newman and the Minden Whippets for the quarterfinals of the Class C1 Boys Basketball Tournament. Minden rated number one in the state according to the Omaha World Herald, but they have to be content with the number five seed here in the tournament according to NSAA wildcard points, and so Bishop Newman is the number four seed. The Cavaliers come in with a record of 20-5 on the season. They did win their district tournament with a win over Omaha Roncalli by four to make it here to the Pershing Center. And Minden, after winning the wild card the last few years, they finally come away with that district championship, a record of 21-2. Their comfortable win over Ainsworth does propel them here to the Pershing Center with a record, as I said, of 21-2. These two teams, no stranger to playing at the state tournament. Minden has been to the state tournament 30 times in school history. Now, many of those in the old days, but they've had a good run here in the 21st century as well, and they've got plenty of experience as they come in, and Shannon Levin hoping to get some stuff done here, not just qualify for the tournament, but come away with a few wins as well. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the starters for the Cavaliers and the Whippets will do that right after this timeout.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minden Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Petley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy. You can find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. And when you shop at Petley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. And for a limited time, they are selling Girl Scout cookies. Go Whippets!
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And let's give you today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Minden Whippets. They will be the visitors today. They're in their road purple uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. Their starters are this. Carson Bloom, the 5'11 junior, is averaging 17.6 rebounds a game. Daniel Christensen, a 5'7 junior, is averaging 3 points and a rebound. Miles Steen, a 6'1 senior, averaging 6 points and four rebounds. Benjamin Peterson, a 6'5 senior, is averaging 15 points and six rebounds. Derek Kissinger, a 6'1 senior, 16 points and three rebounds. For Wahoo Newman, Brett Pospisil is a 6'2 senior, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds. Cole Bottle, a 6-foot-tall junior, is averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds. Alex Johnson, a 6'3 senior, averaging 3.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. And Travis Ahrens, a 6'1 junior, is averaging 16 points and 4 rebounds. The tip is in the air and controlled by Wahoo Newman, and they have the ball in the hands of Alex Johnson, and we're going to have a foul as Johnson drives the baseline going against the Minden Whippets. Our starting lineup brought to you by your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. With the ball is Newman. Ahrens has it. After the foul was whistled a little bit ago on Miles Steen on the baseline, Ahrens has it back. And they'll kick it out left side. 15-foot jumper, no good. Nothing but Minden Whippets there for the rebound as Steen pulls down the rebound, and his outlet pass is tipped away by Wahoo Newman. And it will be off of Newman. So Minden will face some full-court pressure defense here, but they do have possession of the basketball, and they'll just toss it in the hands of Daniel Christensen. Christensen across the timeline, picked up by Ahrens, and they'll double-team him. Christensen steps through the double-team, gets the ball out to Kissinger. Kissinger on that right side for Peterson. His three is no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Pospisil. Pospisil from the free throw line, back out for Bottle. Bottle will give it to Johnson. Johnson, a little 15-foot jumper up and good. Newman draws first blood here, and they lead it 2-0. Off a little screen with the basketball, Kissinger, and he'll give it top of the circle for Steen. Dribbling now, Christensen out to Bloom. And on the baseline, Kissinger kicks it right back out here for Christensen. Newman going man-to-man, driving is Christensen. He shut off on the baseline as they double-team him. He'll get the ball to Peterson. Peterson pass through the lane, off the hands of one of the Whippets, and that'll be a Minden turnover. And right now, Minden just trying to get their sea legs just a little bit. And they're going to try to do that with their defense now because they're going to put some pressure on. Travis Ahrens, not too many times you see number 52 being your point guard, but that's essentially what's happening here. He brings it in the offensive zone, and he'll skip it on the right side to Bottle. Bottle, 15 feet away, kicks on that left side for Ahrens. Ahrens, off of a screen, they give it to Payer, and here's the jumper. Top of the circle for Ahrens. It's no good. And the rebound by Carson Bloom. And Bloom's going to dribble through traffic. Lays it up. No good. In traffic. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Wahoo Newman. And quickly up ahead they go. Pospisil has it. And the shot no good. Bloom with the rebound. Neither team getting really good looks at anything. They didn't even draw iron on that shot. Now Bloom finds Kissinger open. And Kissinger hits the three. As soon as I said nobody got a good look, Minden gets a good look. And they drain it on the baseline quickly. They give it inside for Payer. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. It won't fall, and Minden ends the possession. Benjamin Peterson snags the rebound, and they'll give the ball back out here for Daniel Christensen. Early stages of the ball game, and right now it's Minden with a one-point lead. Christensen top of the circle for Kissinger. Kissinger on that left side. Kicks on the baseline. Back around the perimeter we go. Top of the circle. Peterson has it. Peterson is fouled as he got a little elbow as he was driving up. Reminder for you on our sister station on ESPN 1460. It's Bruning Davenport Schickley taking on Overton. Doug Duda with the call on our sister station, ESPN 1460. The foul on Payer, that is his first team foul, and Minden now will inbound underneath their own basket. Kissinger to toss it in, and he'll just lob it in here for Christensen. He has it between the arc, and he'll give it to Bloom. Bloom on that right side. Pass, dangerous one, and it's stolen away. Ahrens comes up with it. Ahrens, through traffic, lays it up and in. Ahrens makes the steal and lays it up. And Bloom and Christensen were both there, but neither one of them wanted to commit a cheap foul. Entry pass on the inside, knocked away, but right into the hands of Peterson. Peterson's going to drive, and his layup won't fall. Hung on the rim as Newman couldn't quite finish off the steal. And now Peterson will go line and will shoot two. And again, instead of just dropping back on defense after looking like Newman came away with the steal, Peterson actually attacked the basket, and as a result, he will head the line and shoot two. He hits the free throw and ties things up at four with 4:33 to go. And directing traffic after the free throws, Benjamin Peterson. As a couple new players in for Newman. Free throw is up and good for Peterson. And they put the full court pressure on. Pospisil had it trapped, but they get it up ahead to Votto. Votto gives it right side to Ahrens, and Ahrens hits the jumper. Travis Ahrens with 4 points in the game, and Newman now takes the lead right back at 6-5. Christensen in that offensive zone, as right now Newman going man-to-man. Backdoor cut here from Peterson. He drove through the top of the key all the way down and lays it up and in. He went out. Defender took him well behind the three-point arc, and he backdoor cut it and drove all the way in. Nice job there by Peterson, as now Newman has it on the baseline. Bloom putting pretty good pressure on the ball. In trouble is Pospisil, and they have to call timeout. Newman calls timeout to maintain the possession. 3:51 to go here in the first quarter. Minden with a 1-point lead. Back after this.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now. So vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee. Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Newman will inbound underneath their own basket. Johnson will toss it in, and it's in the hands of Michael Pensick, who checked in. He'll give it to Johnson, who drives the baseline. Shot's no good, and rebounded by Kissinger. And Minden's pass up ahead in traffic is off one of the Minden players and out of bounds. Kissinger tried to thread the needle there. There wasn't much of a window there to make the catch, and that'll be a Minden turnover. And in the offensive zone comes Ahrens. Ahrens, 17-foot jumper from the elbow, rolls around and good. He's got 3 field goals in the quarter. He's got 6 in the game. And Newman takes the lead back. Christensen off of a screen into the offensive zone, gives it to Bloom. Bounce pass into the corner. That's Kissinger. They'll skip it back out here for Christensen. Christensen, they double-team him, gives it to Bloom. Bloom through a couple of Cavaliers, kicks in the corner. There's Peterson. His jumper's no good. And rebounding is Ahrens. And Ahrens will get it up ahead here for Votto. Votto on that right side for Shalopik. And Shalopik will give the ball out for Ahrens. Shalopik checked in during the last stoppage of play. And now we're going to have a little push whistled on Minden. And Shannon Lovin talking to his defense about a couple of adjustments he wants to make as the push is going to be whistled on the Whippets. Benjamin Peterson. 2 team fouls now on the Whippets. First personal foul on Peterson. Newman will inbound underneath their own basket off of a screen. Jumper on the baseline is blocked by Peterson. But maintain the possession is going to be Newman. They kick it out in the 3. Good. For Jesse Shalupik. So Shalupik hits the long tray. And now Kissinger. Gives it on the baseline, driving, Peterson, shot won't fall. Offensive rebound, but it's blocked. Christian Swank had pulled down the rebound, but he had it blocked out of bounds. Up high for the block was Michael Pensick. Minden will maintain the possession here. Carson Bloom is going to inbound it from the sideline, down by 4. This is the largest lead of the game here for Newman at 7-11. Off a screen, they'll get it to Kissinger. Kissinger's used up his dribble, and it's going to be a kick. Tried to pass, but Pospisil threw that leg out there to block the ball, and that'll be a kick. So Minden will inbound at the end of the Newman bench, and then he'll toss the ball in here for Carson Bloom. Bloom kicks it right back out. Here's a long 3 in and out for Kissinger. It won't fall. And the rebound by the Cavaliers. Snagging the bound there was Johnson. And slowly, Newman will walk it in the offensive zone. 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. 4-point Newman lead. Pensick has it. Bounce pass on the left wing for Johnson. Off of a screen, catching his pass whistle. He'll take it to the baseline. Shot off glass, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Newman, and the bucket falls for Alec Johnson. Offensive rebound there. Is a lot of hands on the basketball, and we got a timeout here for the Whippets. 1:40 to go. First quarter, 13-7 Newman. We're back after this.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. We'll remind you that coverage of Boys State Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-hour Chevy Cruze at Cruze Chevrolet and American Revolution. Again, Shannon Lovin not liking how his team is playing right now with a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. And, well, it's been a... What would that be? Be a 7-0 run here to take the lead. So they need a bucket here to kind of answer back. Bloom will bounce pass it to Peterson. Pass on that left side for Craig Driver, who checked in, and the drive down the lane by Miles Steen. So Steen got a bounce pass driving the lane as he was knifing into the basket. And a nice pass sets up Steen. So Steen hits the shot. Pensick with the basketball on the baseline. He'll kick it back out here for Pospisil. Pospisil fading away, and his shot hits the iron and then goes over the top of the glass and hits the shot clock, which is not turned on. But when it hits that, it's out of bounds. So that'll be a team rebound here for Minden. And the Whippets facing a little bit of pressure. Minute to go before the end of the first quarter. Pass up ahead to Peterson. Peterson on the baseline. Bounce pass back out for Craig Driver. Driver gives it to Bloom. Bloom on the right wing for Kissinger. Kissinger tries to enter it in. It's tipped away by one of the Newman players and out of bounds. 49.9 left here in quarter number one. Checking in for the Cavaliers is going to be Bottle. Back in the battle for the Whippets is going to be Christian Swenka. Swenka going to come in here for Peterson, who has 4 points in the game. Bloom, yet to get on track here, is going to lob it in off of a double screen. They give it to Kissinger. Kissinger will kick right wing for Driver. Driver enters it in. Nice pass. Good ball fake shot by Steen. It won't fall, but he's heading to the line. Miles Steen, two free throws coming up here. And Minden right now trying to come back in this one. They trail by as many as six. The game, for the most part, has been relatively close, and the free throw no good for Miles Steen. For Minden, Daniel Christensen checks back in. And another free throw coming up here for Steen. His second free throw, back the iron and no good. He goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Zlopik will pull down the rebound here for Wahoo Newman. Vottle with the dribble. Kicks in the corner. Open there. Chlupik, his shot no good. Rebound picked up by Aarons, though. Aarons has it. Dribbles into an open area on the left side, but he's going away from the basket, so he'll kick at the Vottle. Vottle will drive, spin, shoot, and score. Cole Vottle got the ball at the free throw line, put a little spin, found an open area, and hit a pull-up jumper. 10 seconds left with the basketball. Minden will give it right side for Bloom. Bloom has to dribble out with it to maintain the possession. He steps up, shoots off glass at the buzzer, gets his tip at the buzzer and puts it in. There was just a little bit more time left to work there for Carson Bloom as he gets an offensive rebound and the bucket at the buzzer. Newman 15, Minden 11. We'll be back with the second quarter after this.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun. especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kurt Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today. South Burlington in Hastings.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Back here to the Pershing Center, a four-point lead for Wahoo Newman, but Minden does have the basketball first to start the quarter here. They'll kick in the corner. Steen fires a three, no good. Marshall Payer pulls down the rebound, and here comes Newman in the offensive zone. Pospisil yet to score in the ball game, and he'll kick it right side for Aarons, who has 6 points, and he's harassed there by Christensen. Pretty good pressure there by Christensen. They'll give it to Vottle. Vottle now picked up by Christensen. Vottle's going to drive, and we got a whistle, and he'll hit the bucket in the foul. Vottle knifing in, just a little touch foul as he was driving through, and now we'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. Real quick, other games going on right now. Omaha Benson leads Norfolk 24-16 in Class A. Arapahoe and North Platte St. Pat's tied at 13 over at Lincoln High in Class C2 in D1 on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Overton leads Bruning Davenport Schickley 17-13. Free throws no good. Rebounded by Minden. And so again, Overton leads BDS 17-13 on ESPN 1460. Christensen with the basketball throws it on the baseline for Peterson. Peterson steps in, and they're going to call a charge. He stepped in, and when he stepped in, he hit Vottle, and Vottle is going to collect the charge there. Vottle had position, wasn't moving, there wasn't much contact, and he folded like a cheap accordion, and Peterson picks up his second personal foul. A little bit acting, but the even better position there by Vottle. Top of the circle with it, Pensick. Pensick will kick right wing for Vottle. Off a screen, they give it to Payer. He's not going to shoot from out there. They'll give a right wing for Vottle. And right now, Minden switching off of a couple of screens. Vottle has it in the lane, gets it inside for Payer. Payer will kick out. Here's the three, no good for Pensick. We got a foul on the rebound. And one of the Newman players went over the back. I think that'll go on Marshall Payer. Steen going to check back in here for Minden. As actually, they're going to call the foul on Travis Aarons. That'll be his first. Minden will face a little forecourt and pressure here by Newman. They get it in the hands of Bloom, who now gives it to Steen. And Steen up ahead. They give it to Kissinger. Kissinger drives all the way and has a shot blocked from behind. Wow. Athletic play there by Marshall Payer. A little help defense knocking the ball out of bounds. But Minden will inbound underneath their own basket. They're down by six. And Bloom will just have to lob the ball in here for Christian Swenka. Swenka back to Bloom. Bloom drives the baseline. And now Carson Bloom, with 4 points in the game, makes it a four-point ball game. Aarons on that left side. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Swenka, so he'll pass around the perimeter. That's Payer. He'll give it to Aarons. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around. Finally, coming up with the loose ball is going to be Swenka, and Swenka will give it to Christensen. Christensen to Bloom. Carson Bloom right back to Christensen. Christensen passed through the lane to Kissinger. Kissinger drives, gets the bucket off the glass, and now we'll head to the line. Great pass there by Christensen. That way he put that right in a shoebox to hit the shot to get the ball through there, and then they lay it up and in. So Kissinger will try to make this a one-point ball game after the foul whistled on Cole Vottle. The free throw is on the way. Back in the iron. Back bounces around. No good. And Pensick pulls down the rebound. And Minden, after hitting their first two, has missed their next three free throws. Johnson kicks in the left corner. Pospisil on the baseline. Gets it in. Aaron's shot. Wow. He hit that. He's got eight in the game. That was pretty good defense put on there by Schwenke. And Bloom now has it. They double-team him. He'll kick left side. Here's a jumper where Kissinger. His three won't fall. And the rebound by Pospisil. Pospisil gets it up ahead. Now on the run is Aaron. Aaron kicks right side for Pospisil. Pospisil a little spin. Dish back out. Johnson was open for three, but they're going to kick left side. And we got a foul, or is it 3 seconds? It's going to be a moving screen on Wahoo Newman away from the ball. And that will be whistled against Michael Pensick. Now, six is a team on Newman. Four has been whistled against Minden here with 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Newman's led by as many as six. Right now they lead by four. 19-15 with 5:13 to go before halftime. Bloom will get the ball back out for Christensen. And Christensen left side for Steen. Kicks right side, open jumper, no good for Swenka. And the rebound by Payer. Payer kicks ahead to Ahrens. Ahrens goes in the lane. Floater for Newman. And he hits another tough runner. He's got 10 in the game. Travis Ahrens is lighting it up right now. He's averaging 16 points a game. He might be there by halftime at this pace. Left side, Steen. To the elbow, they give it for Swenka. Off of a screen, they give it to Christensen. They leave him alone. He'll fire a three, and they'll hit a three. You're going to leave me open. I can shoot from out there, says Daniel Christensen, and he makes it a three-point ball game. 21-18. Little step through, pass for Shalopik, and somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and Newman throws the ball away. Pospisil are going to check back in here for Johnson. And Derek Kissinger to inbound. He'll give it for Christensen, and Christensen looks over at head coach Shannon Lovin, what are you going to do? And he'll bring it into the offensive zone. Right side for Bloom. He throws it on the baseline for Peterson. Peterson's going to drive, takes it off glass, no good. Rebound Newman, and they'll get it up ahead here for Pospisil. Pospisil's going to drive against Christensen, and then Christensen shuts him down. Wahoo Newman commits the turnover. Unofficially, I have that being Newman's second turnover. They've committed two in the last 12 seconds, and that's been it for the game, according to my records. So Minden with a chance to take tie things back up here. They're down by three. Bloom. Right wing for Christensen. Into the corner for Steen. Back out for Christensen. Christensen between the circles. Gives it to Bloom. Bloom from the free throw line. Kicks into the corner. Tipped into the corner. There's Steen. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Aaron. Aaron's up ahead to Pospisil. Pospisil shoots over the top of Christensen. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. And we're going to have a foul. Going to have a hold whistle on Mendez. Diving in, trying to get that loose ball is going to be Daniel Christensen, and that's going to be his first personal foul. And Minden misses another three-pointer. I have them being 2 of 9 here in the first half. On the baseline, Ahrens. Ahrens, 15 feet away, hits another shot. Hand in his face, still hits it. 12 in the game here for Travis Ahrens. He averages 15. We got 3 minutes to go here before halftime. He is lighting it up. Bloom kicks in the corner, and he gets the ball right back. They'll work back around the perimeter. Christensen, 5-point lead for the Cavaliers. Pass left side. Kissinger for three. It's no good. And another rebound ripped out of there by Newman. Snagging the bound. Shlopik. And Shlopik gives it off to Vottle. Gives it off right side for Payer. Gives it off for Vottle. Vottle's pass tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Minden can't save it. It's the end of the Minden bench with 2:26 to go here. And Newman will inbound over there. So Alex Johnson checks in for the Cavaliers, and Ahrens is going to inbound. They get the ball to Vottle. Right wing now for Johnson as he just checked back in. Off a little screen. They'll give it off right side. Ahrens shot blocked by Bloom. Loose ball picked up here by the Whippets. Loose ball is picked up by Kissinger. And they'll give it to Bloom on the baseline. He was driving in, and as he was beginning his drive, he was fouled. And I believe it will be seven team fouls on Wahoo Newman. So front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Carson Bloom. So Bloom on the season, about a 74% free throw shooter. He's 73.7. And he'll have a front end of a 1-1 coming up here. And his free throw is no good. Tipped around and picking it up on that far side is going to be Pasta. So his third rebound of the game. And Bottle will bring it in the offensive zone. 2 minutes to go here as Newman drives in. And they draw a little contact. And to the line is going to be Cole Bottle. He'll shoot two. They didn't play close enough defense to him, about 19 feet away. And he drove the lane. Puts up that left-handed layup. And Kissinger's picked up his second personal foul. Free throws up and good for Bottle. Bottle with his hands on the ball again. We'll fire up another free throw. This one bounces around and good. So Bottle hits two free throws. He's got 6 points in the game. And it's a 7-point Newman lead, their largest lead of the game at 25-18. Bloom, 5 second count going on. We'll just get the ball out to Carrick Driver. Driver has his pass stolen away by Bottle. Bottle pass up ahead to Pospisil. Pospisil, it's stolen away by Bloom. Whippets have numbers behind the back dribble, and we're going to have a reach whistle on Newman. And that probably was a good foul about 35 feet away from the basket by Newman because Minden and Carson Bloom was attacking. So Bloom will go line. He will shoot again here, a front end of a 1-1. Checking in is Pensick, I believe. Yeah, he'll come in, and Bottle comes out. Minute 34 to go before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Free throw, good for Bloom. That'll earn him the bonus. Coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Kerr's Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr's Chevrolet and American Revolution. Bloom's free throw, up and pure. It's two straight, and that'll cut that lead down to five. 25-20 as Pospisil is going to pick up defensively by Thomas Sinsel, who checked in during the free throw. Off a screen, Aarons has it. Aarons on the baseline, a little bit too strong on that bank shot. Rebounded by Peterson. Peterson gives to Bloom. Bloom's going to drive. Knife through. Shot no good. Rebound by Potter for Wahoo Newman. And he'll pass it up ahead, and Aarons can't track it down. He let him a little bit too far. It'll go out of bounds. Newman a little sloppy with the basketball, and we'll see if Minden can cash in a little bit. A little bit of pressure being put on Bloom. They don't want him to even have the ball, so they'll get it to Sinzel, and now he'll give it right back out to Bloom, and Bloom will be picked up at half court by Pensick. He'll give in the right corner here for Steen. Steen, bounce pass, and we've got a hold on Newman as they were bounce passing it inside to Peterson. Peterson, he'll step to the line for a front end of a 1-1. Peterson is 2-for-2 from the line here in the game, and he's about a 72% shooter on the season. He'll have a 1-1. This will be the last 1-1 of the first half here for Minden. Free throw is up, bounces around, and no good, and we're going to have a push whistled on Minden on the rebound. I'm pretty sure that's going to go on Derek Kissinger. And we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. That's 17 fouls now on the Whippets. Right now, Minden is 4 of 7, 8, 9. 4 of 9 from the line. Pensick, this will be his first free throw. It is up and good. Hits the front end of the 1-1. Right now, it's a team Wahoo Newman at 3 of 4 from the line. One team shooting 75%, the other one shooting about 44%. Second free throw rolls around and good. So free throw shooting, one of the differences here is Newman leads it 27-20. And the Whippets will inbound. They'll toss it in here for Bloom. And Newman, a little full court pressure here as Pensick and Bloom will head-to-head here. Bloom will drive. Bloom takes it up and in. Drives in with a left-handed layup. Just too quick for Pensick to keep up with him. And now we're going to have a block. Whistled on Sinsel. Sinsel trying to get a charge, and he was moving his feet pretty good, trying to give up ground, but that'll be a block on Thomas Sinsel. And at the free throw line is Brett Pospisil. And they'll have a one and one with 37.4 to go here in the second quarter. 27-22 Newman. And they'll add to it. For Minden, checking back in is going to be Benjamin Peterson. And we'll see what the Whippets want to do here with their possession after this free throw. Hospital's free throw rolls around and no good. Rebound by Peterson. His third rebound of the game. And he'll get the ball to Isaac Carlson, who checked in. He gives it to Bloom. Bloom in the offensive zone. Gives it back to Carlson. Back to Bloom on the right side. 25 seconds to go here. No five-second count going on. They'll get the ball right back out for Carlson. Back to Bloom. 16 seconds left. Bloom, bounce pass into the corner, and the pass back out is knocked away. Out of bounds. Newman almost came up with it as Alec Johnson came in there. Substitution here for the Whippets. Derek Kissinger is going to come back into the game with 10.3 to go here before halftime. Be nice to get a bucket here if you're the Whippets. They inbound it for Carlson. Carlson, 8 seconds left. Bounce pass to Bloom. Bloom kicks in the corner. Here's the three by Kissinger, and he hits it. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they can't get the shot off. They don't get the shot off in time. Kissinger hits a three with 2 seconds to go, and we've got a three-point ball game. And Minden with a little bit of momentum. It's Bishop Newman, 28. Minden Whippets, 25. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center as the Minden Dance Team is performing here at intermission. It is Bishop Newman 28, Minden 25 after break, and you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's take a look at what's happened so far today here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Let's begin with the games here at halftime that are going on right now, the 3:45 games. And besides this game, as we mentioned, Newman with a three-point lead here at the break in Class C1, leading Minden 28-25. Another game of interest in our immediate area and also on the air in our area on ESPN 1460 right now. It's Overton trailing Bruning Davenport Schickley 33-24 in that second quarter. BDS outscoring the Eagles by a count of 20-7. And as a result, they now lead by 9 at halftime, 33-24. Elsewhere, another game that folks back home kind of interested in, that would be Arapahoe leading North Platte St. Pat's 26-24, not too far away from the immediate area. And you can, wind's blowing right. You can pick us up in Arapahoe. 26-24, the Warriors with the lead over the Irish at halftime. And in Class A, pretty good game brewing as Norfolk now has come back. They now lead the Benson Bunnies by a score of 34-32 at halftime. Norfolk putting it together, outscoring the Bunnies 18-8 in that second quarter and erasing a little bit of a deficit. They now lead at intermission 34-32. Norfolk with the lead over Benson in Class A. Games that have wrapped up, we'll start with Class A. It was Omaha Bryan. They'll be taking on Prep in one semifinal. Bryan over South, 46-39, and Prep over Millard North, 47-34. Omaha Central awaiting the Benson Norfolk winner, the Eagles, the defending champions, with a 69-34 win over Lincoln North Star. In Class B, the class of the class is South Sioux City. They have a win today, a 66-33 over Holdridge. Next up for them will be Pius. Pius ended the season for Scott's Bluff, 67-43. And the winner of this game will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic in Class C1. A game heard earlier today here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Crusaders with a 10-point lead over Wayne, 58-48. In Class C2, Ravenna with a 55-44 win over Harrington Cedar Catholic. Next up for them will be Lincoln Christian with a 48-38 win over Sutton. And next up, also in the semifinals, will be the top seed, Archbishop Bergen. Bergen had to work for it, though. They win by only three against the number eight seed. Top seeded Bergen, 54. Eight seed Johnson Brock, 51. That a final. And West Point Central Catholic in Class D1, the top seed, they advance with a 57-42 win over Cedar Valley. And next up for them will be the winner of the Overton BDS game. And as we mentioned, right now it's BDS with that halftime advantage of 33-24 at halftime. It is BDS leading Overton. In Class D2, Sterling advances with a 61-39 win over Moen. Juanita Palisade will take them on in the semifinals. Walpole with a 63-54 win over O'Neill St. Mary's. And we'll have plenty more action for you tonight. As we mentioned, we'll have the Pleasanton Why Not game in Class D2. That'll be the 8:45 game. Pregame will start around 8:40 right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Pleasanton and Why Not. On the Breeze at 7, Giltner will be taking on Lindsay Holy Family as the Hornets taking on Holy Family. And as we mentioned, right now on our sister station on ESPN 1460, it's Overton and BDS, Bruning Davenport Shickley. That game right now being led by Bruning Davenport Shickley, 33-24. Here at the break, it's Newman 28, Minden 25, a big three-pointer to end the first half here by Derek Kissinger, the only three-pointer of the half here for the Whippets. And they trail 28-25. We'll take a look at the numbers for both teams. We come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Petley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy. You can find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. And when you shop at Petley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. And for a limited time, they are selling Girl Scout cookies. Go Whippets!
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee. Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Here to the Pershing Center at halftime, Wahoo Newman with a 28-25 lead over Minden. Let's check the numbers here for the Whippets. They are the visiting team on the scoreboard, and Carson Bloom and Derek Kissinger each with 8 points here in the first half. As Minden, 2 of 9 from behind the line here in the the first half. 2-9 from behind the line as a team for the Whippets. And as we mentioned, Carson Bloom with 8 points in the game. Derek Kissinger has hit a couple of threes. He is 2 of 6 from behind the arc. He's got 8 points. After that, Benjamin Peterson, he's got 4 points. Daniel Christensen hit a three-pointer. He's got 3 and 2 points for Miles Steen. So I have to refigure my numbers because I missed Christensen's three-pointer there. They are 3 of 10 from behind the arc. So, hey, I can figure that math in my head. 30% shooting from behind the arc here for Minden here in the first half. Newman has taken only 1 3-point attempt, and they hit it. Jesse Shalupek hit that. He's got 3 points here at intermission. 6 points for Cole Bottle. 2 points for Michael Pensick. He went 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Brett Pospisil has a point here at intermission. Alex Johnson, a couple of field goals early on. He's got 4. And Travis Ahrens is the big gun right now. He's got 12 points here in the ball game. He is the leading scorer for both teams as Ahrens close to his average on the game. He averages less than 16 points a game, and he's got 12 here at intermission, where Bishop Newman leads it 28-25. Unofficially, turnovers fairly even for both teams. I got 4 turnovers on each team. Both teams, you know, Minden right now shooting a little bit worse from the field, but they did get a three-pointer. To me, the big difference in the game right now is at the free throw line. Minden not shooting very well from the line. Newman nearly perfect from the line, and they lead at 28-25. We'll take a look at the free throw shooting percentage, and we'll wrap up our halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a break. I'll take a look at the free throw shooting numbers. I can't talk and do math at the same time, so we'll take a break. We'll look at those numbers, and we'll be ready for the second half right after this.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual-overhead cam 4-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. We are at halftime where Newman leads Minden 28-25 here at intermission. And as we said, we take a look at the free throw shooting numbers. Wahoo Newman, 5 of 7 from the free throw line here in the ball game. That's right at 71.4%. Okay, I cheated. I used a calculator. Minden, this one I did in my head. They're 4 of 9 from the free throw line, shooting right at 44%. And if, again, if Minden was shooting about the same percentage as Newman, we'd have ourselves a tie ball game. But as it stands right now, it is the Whippets trailing here at intermission, 28-25. So minute 20 to go here before we have the second half and adjustments. Well, Minden, I think, has kind of weathered a storm a little bit. Newman led a couple of times by 8. They were able to cut that lead down to 3. It's a one-possession game here in the early stages. So plenty of time, obviously, in this one. But the point I'm trying to make is Minden, I think, kind of a little sluggish, maybe stars in their eyes a little bit. Just didn't seem like they were as comfortable as Wahoo Newman. But right now, Minden's got the momentum thanks to that that great three-pointer at the end of the first half by Derek Kissinger. And I think that they kind of weathered the storm, and I like how they're playing right now. And we'll see how that, if that actually translates, whether that's just a vibe I have or whether or not they can step it out here. A lot of times the two most important minutes of a basketball game are the next two. That is the beginning of the third quarter. If you can set the tone for that second half, that many times will translate into that win. And we'll see whether or not if Minden can do that here. It'll be Bloom, Christensen, Steen, Peterson, and Kissinger out there right now for the Whippets. And again, our starting lineups brought to you by the Better Bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions. 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank. For Newman, they're going with their starters as well. Pospisil, Votto, Johnson, Payer, and Ahrens. And we have the world's fastest clock operator anyway. The end of the Grand Island Central Catholic game. I think the final score was up there after the end of the buzzer, about as long as the buzzer sounded. It was 58-48, GICC with the win. They await the winner of this one. Ahrens with the basketball. He'll get the ball back out here for Votto. A little weave play. They'll give it to Pospisil. A little backdoor cut now in the lane. Votto has it. He'll put up a little floater. That was a contested shot, and he hits it. He's got 8 in the game. So a nice start to the second half here for Newman. In the offensive zone comes Christensen. They try to double-team him. He's too quick, but makes a pass. It's tipped away. Stolen away by Newman. Outlet pass to Pospisil. He'll lay it up and in. The turnover by Minden turns in the points here for Newman. And now we're going to have a reach by Ahrens. Ahrens came out of that loose ball and immediately just threw it down court and outrunning everybody was Pospisil. So a little turnover and a good offensive set there by Wahoo Newman. They start the third quarter with a little 4-0 run, and they push that lead right back out to 7. Christensen dribbles to his right. Now his left still has his dribble. It's picked up there by Votto. Takes it on the left side. Driving up here is Kissinger. Kissinger is going to kick it right back out to Peterson. Peterson has the ball knocked away. That's a block by Marshall Payer. And that'll be his second block. It goes out of bounds. Whippets will inbound underneath their own basket. Shannon Lovin within shouting range to tell them what they want to do here on the inbounds. And with it now is Christensen. Christensen picked up by Pospisil. Gives it to Bloom. Bloom back out for Christensen. A little 1-3-1 zone here as they kick into the corner. Right side, Peterson, his three will not fall. As he's now 0 for 3. And now Newman turns it over. They had the basketball and changed their mind on a pass, and as a result, Newman turns it over, and the Whippets will inbound underneath their own basket. They find the open shooter. Jumper no good for Kissinger. And up ahead comes Ahrens. Ahrens with the basketball, throws it right side. Payer almost lost it. Gets it on the baseline, out for Pospisil. His jumper is well short. Peterson snags the rebound, and he'll get the basketball up ahead here for Christensen. Whippets need a bucket here. They have not scored here in the third quarter, and they've fallen a little bit further behind. They were down by only 3 at the break. Now they're down by 7. And Christensen with the dribble. Giving it to Christensen. Christensen 15 feet away. Gives it back out to Christensen. Kissinger had it. Now they'll hand it off to Bloom. Let's see if they clear for Bloom, and they do. Bloom will go in the lane. Bounce pass is missing everybody. It goes out of bounds. He tried a little bounce pass trying to get it for Steen. Steen thought he was going to shoot, so he started boxing out, and that'll be a Minden turnover. And right now, you know, that's not a bad play for Bloom, except I think everybody's looking at him to take control in the game. And Bloom will do it, but he lets the game come to him. He's not forcing it just yet, and he ought not. In the lane, Bottles will turn around, jumper up and good. Newman, 6-0 run to start the third quarter. Lovin is up off the bench. He does not call timeout. Driving here is Christensen, and he has a shot blocked and out of bounds, but there is a foul. Christensen making something happen here. He drove in. I think Lovin was contemplating pulling the trigger on a timeout here, but the foul by Pospisil saves him from doing it. Christensen will shoot two. And the free throw is up and good. Christensen, a 68.4% free throw shooter on the season. And he hits the back of the iron. It's no good. So Christensen, the first point of the second half here for Minden. Driving the lane, Votto. Votto dumps it in underneath. It goes off the hands of Johnson. Johnson thought that Votto was going to shoot. Came in to rebound and dang near got hit in the face with the basketball. Barely got a hand up there to protect the schnoz. Christensen gets the inbounds after the turnover by Wahoo Newman. They're going to double-team him, and he landed with it. Yeah, he was going to pass it, and realized that jersey that was in that area belonged to Wahoo Newman. So that's a forced turnover here against Minden, forced by that Newman defense. And that pressure is causing the Whippets a little bit of some issues. 5:05 to go here, third quarter. Minden only 1 point here, in the second half. Pass right side for Pospisil. Had momentum heading to the locker room thanks to a three-pointer by Christensen, essentially at the buzzer. Backing in, Bottle. Bottle is pushed before he could even do the turnaround jumper. So that'll be inbounded underneath after the foul on the Whippets. And that'll be on Thomas Sinsel. Johnson gets the inbounds. Right side for Ahrens. Ahrens steps through, puts up a shot, no good. Back to the iron. Kissinger pulls down the rebound, and he'll let traffic clear, brings it in the offensive zone. Whippets need a bucket here. 4:35 to go, third quarter. They have 1 point in the quarter. Kissinger will take it from the elbow. Bounce pass outside. Sinsel for three, no good. And the rebound by Pospisil. Wasn't a bad look, but Sinsel may not be the guy that you're going to ask to shoot the threes. On the baseline, pass back out to Payer. Payer will drive and score. And Newman pushes that lead out to 10 now. And in the offensive zone comes Bloom, and timeout. Timeout Whippets. 4:07 to go, third quarter. Newman adding to the lead. They lead it by 10, their largest lead of the game. Timeout Whippets. We're back after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Here to the Pershing Center, Newman with a 10-point lead, their largest lead of the game over the Minden Whippets, 36-26, 4:07 to go here in the third quarter. Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it is the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth as Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, helping to bring you coverage of the state boys basketball tournament here in Lincoln. And the Whippets need a bucket. That's exactly why Shannon Lovin calls the timeout here early, well, midway through the third quarter. 4:07 to go in the third. On the inbounds, open underneath is Peterson. Peterson has it blocked by Payer, and here comes Newman driving. Bottle shot, no good. Coming out with it is the Whippets. On the run on that far side is Bloom. Bloom will push it right side. Kissinger in the lane, dumps it back out. Trail three by Peterson, barely draws iron, and it goes out of bounds. And Minden still looking for their first field goal of the third quarter. Pensick will inbound. Now he gets the ball back here for Newman. He'll direct traffic a little bit. Give it up on the right side for Vottel. Vottel will direct traffic now himself as Minden going man-to-man. Left side, Pospisil. Bloom tried to knock the ball loose. Pospisil picked up his dribble. We'll get the ball for Shalopik. And now between the leg dribble, there's Vottel. And we got a foul away from the ball. That'll be for a shot. Shot that went in, by the way. So that's probably a pretty good foul on Thomas Sinsel, even though that's his third personal foul. Doesn't commit that foul when he does. At least Newman shooting free throws, and they don't miss very often from there. 36-26, Newman with the lead and the basketball. Payer has it, gives it left side for Pensick. Stepping to the free throw line is going to be Vottel. He'll give it right side. Did Payer walk? Yes, he did. Payer got it, tried to put on a little bit of a tap dance to try to get away from Benjamin Peterson, and he took an extra tap. And Whippets need a bucket here. They need something positive to happen. Last good thing that's really happened to them was 2 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Bloom has it. Bloom working against Vottel. He'll have to give it off on the left side for Kissinger. Kissinger off of a screen, gives it back to Bloom. Bloom gets another screen, takes it to the baseline, puts up a floater, and now he's heading the line. Now they are looking to make things go through Carson Bloom. And Bloom will go line. He'll shoot a couple of free throws here. He's averaging 16, almost 17 points per ball game. Him and Derek Kissinger, between the two of them, they average 32 points a game, and they're halfway there right now. Each one of them has 8 points, and now Bloom has 9 as he hits the free throw here. He hits the free throw, and cuts the lead down to 9. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 9-point ball game with 11 minutes to go in the game. Bloom has hit his last 3 free throws. His free throw is up and good. Bottle in the offensive zone. 8-point lead here for the Cavaliers. Ahrens, who's quieted down a little bit, gives it to Pospisil. Pospisil has his dribble still. Picked up man-to-man by Bloom. They'll get it to Payer, who'll dump right side. Now in the corner, off of a little screen, driving is Ahrens. Ahrens tries to pass through the lane. Loose ball is picked up by Payer, and Payer gets the shot to go up and in. Payer with great hands there. As the ball was tipped around, it comes up with the basketball and then the shot. The toughest part was actually getting his hands on the ball. He pushes lead back out to 10. Bloom now in the lane. Little floater, little scoop up and in. First field goal of the second half comes with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. 8-point ball game on the baseline. Pospisil gives it, driving his Payer, and Payer is held. That'll be now the third team foul on the Whippets. So they'll inbound underneath the basket. Christian Swinke picked up the foul. That's just his first on Swinke. And Bloom now will come out and get a little breather here with 2:05 to go. Here in the third quarter, Vottel inbounded. They left Pensick open, but then they collapse on him, so Pensick has to kick the ball back out for Pospisil. He'll give it up on the right side for Vottel into the corner for Ahrens, and now they're going to play keep away a little bit. A little triangle offense there as they're passing it back around, and Ahrens has it. He gave it away on the right side for Payer, and they'll hand the ball back off here for Vottel. Vottel, little spin, turnaround jumper from 15 feet away, back in the iron, no good. Nothing but purple jerseys there, and Peterson pulls down the rebound. So he snags the rebound, and into the offensive zone comes Kissinger. Kissinger to Schwenke in the corner on the baseline. Peterson, he rattles it in. Foot on the line, but Benjamin Peterson hits the deuce, and it's an 8-point ball game. Left side, Payer has it. Now we'll take it top of the circle. Pensick now, as they motion through, they give it to Ahrens. Ahrens from the elbow, kicks right side, Bottle coming through now, Pospisil. He'll give it around now, right side for Ahrens. Ahrens fading, 17 feet, jumper good. 14 points in the game, and timeout Newman. Minute 1 to go here, third quarter, timeout Newman. They push that lead back out to 8. 30-second timeout, we'll take it with them back after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. A little timeout by Wahoo Newman. Trying to just get a little breather and circle the wagons just a little bit as Minden, down by 8, will inbound now. It does give Carson Bloom the opportunity to check back in the ballgame. I'm not so sure if I'm Matt Weiss, the head coach of Wahoo Newman. I want to call timeout to get Bloom back in the game. He's got his hands on the basketball left side. He'll drive, kick, finds the open shooter, Christensen. Christensen gave it up, gave it to Peterson. Peterson, 17 feet away, his jumper short, and the rebound by Payer. So it worked out here for Newman. And now milking the clock a little bit is going to be Pospisil. Pospisil, 25 seconds left, has the ball knocked in the backcourt. Now they're going to call it over and back. They're going to say he was the last to touch it. And he was touched, but I think it actually went off of the foot of the Newman player and into the backcourt. So that will be a turnover. The more I think about it, the more I'm sure that's what happened here, as Bloom will bring in the offensive zone here. So gives it top of the circle here for Swanky. Swanky kicks. Now with it is Bloom. Bloom, bounce pass right side. That's Kissinger. His three is good! Derek Kissinger drains the three-pointer, and that'll make it a five-point ball game. 5 seconds left. With it is Aaron. Aaron has it knocked away by Bloom. Bloom will drive. Bloom fouled at the buzzer. Actually, there's 0.6 left on the clock as they made the steal, and then Bloom drove in. Oh, momentum again wearing a purple jersey. Carson Bloom stepped in, made the steal, and now will go line and shoot two. He's hit his last four free throws, and if he can hit both of them here, that'll cut that lead right back down to a single possession, and the free throw is no good. So Bloom misses the free throw. He's now 4 of 6 from the line. He's got another free throw coming up here. That one's short. Rebound by Pensick, and Pensick can't even get it off in time. Oh, a missed opportunity there for the Whippets, but they got a little bit of momentum. Newman, 40. Minden, 35. 8 minutes on the clock. We'll start the fourth quarter right after this.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
Petley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy. You can find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. And when you shop at Petley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. And for a limited time, they are selling Girl Scout cookies. Go Whippets!
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Basketball belongs to Minden to start the fourth quarter. And with it is Derek Kissinger. Kissinger facing some man-to-man pressure. Gives it to Swanky. He'll give it up on the right side by Peterson. Peterson enters it in. Now kicked out for Christensen. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Swanky. Swanky shot is up and good. Actually, he handed it off to Peterson. And Peterson makes it a one-possession game, 40-37. And right now, Minden shooting 37% from the free throw line. Driving with the basketball is Payer. Payer will give it back out for Bottle, and Bottle turned it over. Where would Minden be if they were shooting the basketball well from the free throw line? Right now, their defense is picking up the slack. They force another turnover here on Newman, and now a chance for Minden to tie things up here. We got a long way to go before we worry about number of possessions. But Peterson has it, gives it off right side for Bloom. Bloom on the baseline, creates an open space, and he hits the jumper. 14 in the game for Carson Bloom. We got a one-point ball game. And timeout, Newman. Here come the Whippets. 6:51 to go. Fourth quarter, back after this.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee. Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. As the Whippets right now getting things on the roll here, they've cut the lead down to one. It's 40-39. They have not led since the early stage of the ball game. They trailed after one quarter, 15-11. We went back and forth in the early stages of the game, but Minden has not led since then, and Wahoo Newman's led by as many as 10. Right now, they've got that momentum. Newman will face some full court pressure defense right in front of us. And they inbound the basketball. Now Minden will just drop back a little bit. With the dribble is going to be, with the defense is Christensen. And they'll skip it on the left side for Pospisil. Pospisil gives it to Ahrens. Bloom trying to knock the ball loose. And Ahrens has a shot blocked by Bloom. Ball's on the ground. And picking it up is Schwenke. Minden with a chance to take the lead. Christensen, the offensive zone, gives it to Bloom. Bloom tries the lane. Bloom hands it in underneath. Now with it is Peterson. Peterson's jumper is good. Peterson with 10 points in the game, and Minden leads it 41-40. 6:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. With the basketball, Bottle fading away, shot short, rebound, Peterson. And now with the basketball and the lead, for the first time since early on, is Daniel Christensen. He'll give it left side for Bloom. Bloom between the circles for Christensen. For Kissinger. Gives it to Bloom. Bloom will drive. Bloom gets a bucket and the foul. Oh, what an athletic play. And the smile. A little sly smile by Carson Bloom. After Nathan threw, and now a chance for a three-point play. 16 points in the game for Carson Bloom. And right now, Minden, their largest lead of the game. 43-40. The free throw, good. 17 in the game, a little bit over his average right now for Carson Bloom. In the offensive zone, Pesek. Pesek dribbles behind his back, 5.5 to go. Bounce pass for Ahrens. Ahrens, from the free throw line, is going to hand the ball back out for Payer. Payer back out for Pesek. Pesek right side for Ahrens. Ahrens on the baseline. Reverse layup, short, tipped, and into the hands of Payer. Payer drives the lane, he is fouled. He'll go line and shoot two. So let's catch our breath here just a little bit. 5:13 to go, fourth quarter, 44-40. Minden with the lead. Number 44, Michael Payer at the line. He's going to shoot two, and his free throw is short. Newman has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. They're having the same start to the fourth quarter that Minden had as a start to their third. The foul, by the way, on Bloom was his first. Fourth as a team against the Whippets. Free throw by Payer, back of the iron and no good. Peterson pulls down the rebound. Gives it to Bloom. Bloom keeps moving so they can't put on that trap. Christensen has it, gives it right back to Bloom on that left side. They are looking to trap, and they'll give it to Christensen. From the elbow, extra pass on the inside. Shot, no good, but a foul. Nice entry pass in for Miles Steen. Give credit for Peterson. Peterson had the ball at the elbow, took a couple of steps. They collapsed on him. He gave it to Steen, but Steen was too far underneath the basket, took an extra step, and it was at that point that Newman collapsed on him and committed the foul. Now Steen will go line and shoot two after the fourth personal foul on Jesse Slopik. And the free throw is good. And again, Minden starting to do what they struggled with earlier, and that shoots some free throws. They can stay hot in the fourth quarter. They'll be all right. Free throw by Steen. Both of them are good. And now Minden, their largest lead at 46-40. This an 11-point run to start the fourth quarter, and I think it's a 15-0 run dating back to the final stages of the third. Bottle, little floater, back the iron to no good. The shots that were falling for them earlier are now missing their mark, and Christensen pulls down the rebound. I said Christensen, I meant to say Kissinger. Kissinger gives it to Bloom, and he'll give it left side for Peterson. Peterson, bad pass. It's stolen away. Here's Pospisil. He'll try left-handed layup. Hard foul, and the bucket's going to count. hard foul by Bloom. And it hung on the rim and hung on the rim and bounced and finally fell in. So maybe that's what gets Newman going. The bad pass and then the foul on the other end. A chance for a three-point play here for Brett Pospisil. That'll be the foul on Bloom. Now, Bloom is so quick and so athletic, he thought he'd get there in time, and he was just a second late, nanosecond late. Free throw is good for Pospisil. Those are the first 3 points of the second half of the fourth quarter here for Wahoo Newman. And they cut the lead in half and went from a six-point lead down to a three-point lead. In the offensive zone is Christensen. Christensen, bounce pass out here for Bloom, and we got a timeout for the Whippets. 4:08 to go. Fourth quarter, 46-43. Minden with the lead and the ball. We come back in 30 seconds.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
Updates for you in Class A. It's Norfolk 48, Omaha Benson 47. They're starting the fourth quarter, and it's a four-point lead for North Platte St. Pat's over Arapahoe, 39-35, as they're in the fourth quarter, and Bruning Davenport Schickley right now, a 14-point lead over Overton, 50-36. Here, we've got a three-point ball game as Minden will inbound right in front of us. Kissinger will give the ball to Bloom, and Bloom will give it off on the left side to Christensen. They're going to spread the floor here just a little bit and see if they can milk the clock and get Newman a little bit overextended. They give it to Christensen. He'll play a little catch with Bloom. Bloom will give it on the right side for Kissinger. Back to Bloom over there for Christensen. They double-team him, Christensen. Bounce pass back out for Bloom. Now right side for Kissinger. They double-team him. They get it out to Bloom. They double-team the ball. And now coming to the top of the key is Peterson. But they'll give it near half court to Christensen. Christensen has it stolen away. Pass up ahead to Pensick. Pensick to Aaron. Aaron blocked by Bloom. Bloom with the block. Here come the Whippets. 3-on-2. They get it to Christensen. Back out to Kissinger. Kissinger lost it. Newman's got numbers. Up ahead, cherry picking his Aarons. And Aarons has it knocked away. Out of bounds by Peterson, but a foul on Peterson. And both teams going right after each other. A couple of turnovers. What a great block by Bloom. A little bit earlier, the exact same thing where he committed really kind of almost a bad foul. Here he makes a great block just a second ago. And Minden can't quite cash in on the other end. And when they miss, Aarons, who was cherry-picking, now will go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul on Peterson is his third. And now two free throws coming up for Travis Aarons. Free throw is good. And that'll make it a two-point ball game, 46-44, 3:18 to go here, fourth quarter. Second free throw, rolls around and no good. Up high for the rebound is Steen, and Steen will give it to Bloom. Bloom across the timeline, dribbles in the lane, kicks right side. Kissinger thought about the three, but now he'll get it out for Christensen, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Newman. Christensen was upended a little bit. Sliding in there trying to make the steal was Pensick. And Pensick knocked Christensen over. Now Christensen, who landed flat on his back and hit his head just a little bit. I think he's okay. He'll go to the free throw line. He's one out of two from the free throw line. He'll have the front end of a one-and-one coming up here. And as I mentioned, Christensen on the season, about a 69% free throw shooter. His free throw here is no good, and Payer pulls down the rebound. So here comes Newman with a chance to take the lead or tie it. They're down by two, and they get it to Vottle. Vottle off of a screen to Pospisil, and Pospisil will just give it back out. Here's a long deuce, no good for Aarons. Rebound by Minden. Peterson gets the rebound. The outlet. Pass up the head to Bloom. Bloom outruns everybody. It's going to be goaltending. It's going to be goaltending. Bloom laid it up, and then as it was off the glass, Payer tipped it. So Payer will be whistled for the goaltending, and Bloom is credited with the bucket. 19 points in the game now for Carson Bloom, and more importantly, Minden with a four-point lead. 2.5 to go as across the timeline comes Cole Vottle. Vottle picked up defensively by Christensen. They'll get it on that right side for Payer. Payer out for Vottle. backing in. Payer has it, had it knocked away, comes up with it, still has his dribble, and now he's going to drive and miss and then commit a foul. Coming up with a rebound was Peterson, and I'm sure that they're going to say Payer committed the foul. Yes, he did. Peterson snagged the rebound, and now will walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. Fourth personal foul on Marshall Payer. And now Peterson with the front end of the 1-1. He's got 10 points in the game. And Peterson on the season, 72% free throw shooter. Back of the iron, bouncing around, no good. And rebounded by Pensick. Oh, those free throws. Driving is Ahrens. Ahrens kicks in the corner. There's Pospisil. A three, good. Brett Pospisil drains the three-pointer. And it's a one-point ball game. 2 minutes to go. Whippets with the lead and the basketball. 48-47. Pressure put on. And Bloom has it in the offensive zone. He has it and will give it to Kissinger. Kissinger near the Pershing Auditorium logo right in front of us. Has his dribble. Now we'll get the ball back out here for Bloom. Bloom double-teamed by Pospisil and Pensick. Bloom with the dribble. 5 second count going on. Gets it. Nice catch to Steen, top of the key. Steen gives it to Peterson. His jumper no good. Offensive rebound, Kissinger. Kissinger has it knocked out of bounds. Whippet fans wanted a foul, but none is coming. 1:28 to go. Fourth quarter. Minden, 48. Newman, 47. Whippets inbound. Pressure. Loose ball. Stolen by Newman. Ahrens drives. Ahrens shoots. No good. And a foul. There's going to be a foul on Christensen. And again, he went up to try to block the shot. He had great position. And Christensen at 5'7 tried to block the shot of 6'1 Travis Ahrens. And now Ahrens will shoot two. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the first one is good. We are tied at 48. Minute 23 to go here, fourth quarter. A good one here at the Pershing Center. Second free throw. Newman has the lead. Bloom has the basketball. He'll bring it across the timeline. He's ahead of everybody. He'll lay it up and in! And he's fouled! Wow! He was even with about three Newman players and then just blew right past him. In underneath and sliding was Votl. That's going to be his third personal foul and a chance for a three-point play here for Bloom. The officials are talking. And I don't know what the discussion is. The bucket is good. Minden has the lead, and Bloom with a chance to add to the lead. Free throws up and good. Benson and Norfolk, they're in overtime in Class A. They're tied at 60. Here, a two-point Minden lead, 1:05 to go. Across the timeline is Votl. Votl for Newman, off of the screen, drives, has it chipped away! Peterson comes up with the basketball. He gives it to Bloom. Bloom, double team coming. Gets it to Kissinger. Kissinger on that left side gives it to Christensen. 48 seconds left. Christensen fouled. And now Christensen will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Right now it's a one possession game with 48 seconds to go. If a 72% free throw shooter can hit both ends, it'd be a two-possession game. The first one is good. By the way, that was Newman's 10th foul, not their 9th, their 10th. So it was two shots anyway for Christensen, and he hits the first. Three-point Minden lead. Second free throw is rattled home. Newman will inbound it. They get it into the hands of Pensick. Pensick up ahead. Ahrens. Ahrens, 15-foot jumper back the iron. No good. Bloom with the rebound. And Bloom walked with it. I thought it was a jump ball. Bloom came down with it, had the ball pinned up against himself by some Newman hands. I thought it was a jump. They're going to call it a turnover. So Newman will have it. Possession arrow was pointing to Newman anyway, so that could be a big pile of nothing here. Pop missile for three. No good on the inbound. Offensive rebound, but blocked by Bloom. Right into the hands of Pensick. His shot, no good. Rebound, tied up. It's tied up, and as I mentioned, well, now it is something. If they would have called the original jump ball, Minden would have it right now with 24.7 to go. But instead, it will be Newman ball. Newman has the timeouts if they want to, but they do not use it here. They will inbound it, a set inbound play. You hear what the Minden fans want. They inbound it for Aarons. Aarons has it blocked by Bloom. That kid is having a wonderful second half. And he played pretty well in the first half as well. 4-point lead for the Whippets. Newman has it, backing in. Payer is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. A little spin move there by Payer. And Payer has missed his last two free throws. He'll have two shots coming up here. That's going to be on Steen. That is his second. With 19.3 to go. The free throw is short. It is still going to be a if he hits the free throw here, it'll be a one-possession game. He does not look comfortable from the line, but he does hit the free throw. Timeout Newman. 19.3 to go. Minden 53, Newman 50. Whippets inbound when we come back after this. The buzzer comes a burst into the semifinals for the Minden Whippets. Your final score, Minden 56, Wahoo Newman 50, as the Whippets, I believe it was a 15-0 run, end of the third, start of the fourth, as they started the fourth quarter down by five, but they are able to hold on, build that lead, and then now advance to the state semifinals with a 56-50 win, and they'll be taking on the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. A rematch. These two teams have played earlier. The game tomorrow at the Bob will be at 2 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear it right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Once again, your final, it's Minden 56, Newman 50. We'll take a break, and we'll be able to talk with Shannon Lovin, the head coach of the Whippets, and we'll take a look at all the scoring. We'll do that when we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation, with the Misco Sports post-game report right after this.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center as it is a final. Minden comes from behind. They trailed most of the second, third, and into the fourth quarter, but they hold on. They build a fairly comfortable lead up to about 6-7 points, and they hold on here against Wahoo Newman, a final of 56-50. As Shannon Lovin and the Whippets, the top-ranked team in Class C1, but they are the number 5 seed, they now will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow, 2 o'clock over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Some good ones in this session from across the city of Lincoln. Let's give you the finals from our 3:45 games, and we begin with in Class A, Norfolk over Omaha Benson. The Bunnies lose in overtime to the Panthers, 66-65 in overtime. As you mentioned here in Class C1, Minden with a 6-point win over Newman. Also a 6-point win for North Platte St. Pat's in overtime. The Irish with a 63-57 win over Arapahoe. And it was Bruning Davenport Schickley who took control of the game in the second and third quarters. And they hold on in the fourth. And they end the season for the Overton Eagles, a final in that one of 70-61. So congratulations to Coach Stair and the Eagles for making it to state, and obviously finished three wins short of where they really wanted to finish, but still a great season coming to an end today for the Eagles. The Whippets, they continue to move on. They have this 56-50 win over Wahoo Newman, and we'll just remind you that right now you're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report, and, you know, we're making that transition into the spring sports season. If you've got a travel baseball or softball team, Misco's can get you all equipped with everything you need. They got the hats, the unis. They've got the travel bags. They also have bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, the whole shebang. See them before the games begin. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. And still playing a little basketball is Minden head coach Shannon Lovin. And coach, if you're looking at my stats, I'll tell you one thing. I was really proud of how your team in that fourth quarter, late third quarter, seized the momentum, because it really seemed that early in that third quarter that Newman was kind of exerting their will a little bit, and a nice push there at the end of the third really got you guys back into this game.
Yeah, I tell you, I told the boys I was a little worried at 36-46. But these guys have a tremendous amount of heart and character. They don't ever give up. They don't quit. We work pretty hard preseason, all season long, and these guys were not one to give it up and have this be their last game.
And to me, it they outworked them. I mean, in a lot of ways, it was just tip the ball, keep it alive, you know, just a little things. To me, it just they wanted it more.
Well, I think at the end, we talked about we had to have every rebound. They were doing a nice job of rebounding that first half, and we had to get after it because at up to a certain point they were outplaying us, and I think our boys stepped up and did a nice job.
And there wasn't a timeout there. It seemed like they kind of sensed that themselves, and a couple of plays by Carson Bloom I thought really kind of ignited you, a couple of blocks and then leading a fast break afterward.
And Carson's been doing that all year. You know, he's a very good player, whether it be rebounding, scoring, doing whatever we need him to do. And you're right, he did ignite us and get us going again.
I was kind of talking in the first half that it seemed like many of the players were kind of looking at somebody maybe take over, and Carson doesn't – he wants the game to come to him. He doesn't really kind of force the issue. Did Carson kind of feel like, okay, I guess I will have to take over? I mean, you know him a lot better than I do.
I think he felt he had to because we were standing around a little bit too much, and we talked about that at half, and up to a certain point in the third quarter we were still standing around, and I think Carson can sense when he has to do more and when he can pull back.
Let's talk a little bit about Newman in that first half. It seemed like they really played fairly good defense, but they hit some shots. What did you do different in the second half? Because their shooting percentage really went down in that second half.
I thought we did a lot better job of contesting shots and getting up on them. You know, they're a very athletic team. We knew that coming in. They were very athletic. I think maybe we wore them down a little bit second half, and maybe they were starting to question themselves a little bit when they missed a couple shots.
Obviously, you'd rather come into the tournament rated number one versus number 10, but it does put a bullseye on your back, your sense of relief after at least surviving the first round.
Well, being ranked number one is a nice honor, but our boys know that it doesn't mean anything unless we win it all in the end. You know, Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, got a couple teams here yet tonight that are very good teams, North Fork Catholic. They've been playing well all year, and I think they're still the favorite even though we're ranked number one.
Unfortunately, got to already start talking a little bit about tomorrow. Obviously, a team that you know pretty well. You played Grand Island Central Catholic earlier in the year. What do you have to do maybe a little bit better this time around when you take on the Crusaders tomorrow?
We've got to keep our focus and our composure. They kind of got to us. It's one of the two games this year where the other team has gotten to us a little bit. They play a very disciplined type of basketball, and we got to be disciplined ourselves. We got to stay within what we can do and not try and do too much. We have to do a lot better job of contesting shots and not giving them anything that's comfortable.
Do you do anything special in terms of dealing with Turner Fay?
You know, we played him the last couple of years, and he's a great player. He can shoot threes. He can create his own shots. He played very hard out here today and played very well. We're just going to try and do the best we can on it.
All right, fair enough, Shannon. Congratulations, Coach Levin. That was a great effort, and best luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
All right, Shannon Levin, the head boys basketball coach for the Minden Whippets, who are now in the state semifinals with a 56-50 win over Wahoo Newman. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, We will take a look at all the numbers here and all the finals for up to this point. There's only a couple of games, one session left here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament here in the state quarterfinals. We'll take a break. We'll wrap everything up when we come back right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
The Pershing Center, it'll be Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in the Class C1 semifinals. Central Catholic earlier 58-48 over Wayne, and now it's Minden with a 56-50 come-from-behind win against Wahoo Newman. Leading the way for the Whippets tonight, Carson Bloom finished with 22 points on the night, 14 of them in the second half. And also in double figures was Benjamin Peterson. He had a couple of big buckets in that fourth quarter. He finished with 10, and I misspoke. The next leading scorer was Derek Christensen. My hand was in the way. He finished with 13 points on the night. So, again, Bloom 22, Kissinger 13, Peterson with 10, 6 points for Daniel Christensen, and 5 points for Miles Steen. Now for Wahoo Newman, leading way for them with 17 points in the ball game was Travis Ahrens. Next leading scorer was Cole Bottle. He finished with 10, 9 points for Brett Pospisil. Michael Pensick finished with a couple of points, 3 points for Jesse Schlupik, 4 points for Alex Johnson, 5 for Marshall Payer. And total all up, that's 50 points here for Bishop Newman. They finished with, I don't have the rebounding numbers in front of me here, but they finished 10 out of 16 from the free throw line in the game. Minden, 16 of 27. They picked up the pace in that second half. They shot about 37%, but in that fourth quarter, they actually shot pretty well from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 of the last 10 free throws after they were missing their first two. So they picked up that pace in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. One reason why they were able to come from behind and then hold on to that lead once they got up to 6 points. And they win it 56-50. Again, tomorrow, 2 o'clock right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have coverage of Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden. Congratulations to both those two teams for advancing on in Class C1. We are not done here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with basketball games tonight. We'll remind you that later on tonight at 8:40, the late game, we'll have Pleasanton and Why Not in Class D2. We'll have that game for you. And then at 7 o'clock on the breeze, will be Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family. That game's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. So still plenty of basketball. And don't forget that coming up later here from the Pershing Center, in we'll also have coverage of on our network of stations, Hastings St. Cecilia. They've got a little bit of work to do as well. Maybe we can have three local teams make it into the semifinals, and we'll have coverage of that game for you as well. Once again, our final in this one, it was Minden, 56-50 over Wahoo Newman. I'm Randy Bushgart. Thanks so much for joining us. And for Grant back in the studio as our engineer, wanted to thank you for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Thanks for joining.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.